I'm Robert Eric West, and this moment in Black history is brought to you by West Mortuary. James McCune Smith was a leading abolitionist, prolific writer, and the first Black American to earn a medical degree. Dr. James McCune Smith was one of the most broadly accomplished Black intellectuals and activists in antebellum America. Born in New York on April 18, 1813, to a mother who purchased her own freedom and a father who may have been a freed slave or a white merchant, Smith attended the African Free School in New York City, where at the age of 11 he was chosen to give an address to the Marquis de Lafayette. Upon graduation from the African Free School, James Smith sought what was denied admission to several American colleges. He then managed to raise enough money to attend the University of Glasgow in Scotland, where after completing his bachelor's and master's degrees, he completed a medical degree in 1837, thus becoming the first African American to be awarded a degree in medicine. While in Scotland, Smith joined the Glasgow Emancipation Society, an organization that helped to fund his education. After completing a medical internship in Paris, he returned to New York, where he opened a medical office, and he also became the first African American to run a pharmacy in the nation. The pharmacy also attracted interracial customers. Smith quickly emerged as a powerful anti-slavery, anti-racism organizer, orator, and writer. Intellectually brilliant and passionate, Smith wrote prolifically about medicine, science, education, racism, and literature. In 1863, he moved to Ohio to accept a position as professor of anthropology at Wilberforce College. Dr. James McCune Smith died on November 17, 1865 of heart disease at the age of 52. He was survived by his wife and 5 children. Join me next week and every week on this station and our Facebook page and on Instagram as I continue to highlight our history as proud African Americans.